This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am originally from Chicago, Illinois. So a lot of my stories actually go back to being a kid and growing up in Chicago. I have a lot of stories, but I thought it might be a good idea to start with some history with me going all the way back to being a really small baby. First story, and this was told to me several times throughout my life by both my mom and my dad. Newlyweds, young, you know, young baby, about 9 months old, finally move out of, you know, the parents' house, get their own apartment down the alley. And when they moved in, they were asked a couple times by the landlord if anything weird had happened or, you know, if everything was okay. And they were like, yeah, everything's good. So they just kind of went on, you know, painting the apartment and fixing it up. And they made friends with the lady across the hall that had lived there for a very long time. And she was an elderly lady. And her name was Carol. And she knew that my mom and dad were newlyweds and they didn't have a lot of money. So this was in the winter, right around Christmas. She gave them a Christmas tree. And it had, you know, the lights and everything on it. And my dad wanted the tree to blink in order. Top, middle, bottom was their goal. So they struggled with it all night. And my dad finally got frustrated and said, forget it. The tree's just going to randomly blink, you know, or whatever happens, happens. So the tree was kind of just flashing on and off and kind of doing its own pattern. And we were fine with that. I mean, whatever. So we went to bed that night, and it was a small apartment, and it was wintertime. It was pretty cold. And I believe that we were all sleeping in the living room, which was like the warmest room, which is where the Christmas tree was. We're sleeping. You know, I don't remember this. I was a baby. But my mom and dad are sleeping, and we're all sleeping. And my mom says she distinctly remembers through her closed eyes being able to see the blinking lights of the Christmas tree, not realizing that they had been actually asleep for a lot of hours. She got mad and she tapped my dad and woke him up and said, hey, I thought I told you to unplug the Christmas tree. And he said, I did. And she said, well, no, you didn't, because look at it. And so my dad got up to unplug it and was like kind of confused, but like half asleep, so he didn't really think much of it. So he got up to turn off the Christmas tree, and he realized while he was standing there, he said, hey, look. And they kind of laughed because it was blinking in perfect order, top, middle, bottom. And he was standing there, and he says, my mom, I told you I unplugged it. And so she's irritated and says to him, you know, I'm not going to argue with you, whatever. And he's standing there holding the plug of the Christmas tree in his hand. So they didn't quite know what to do. And my mom just said, okay, you know, good night. And as soon as she said that, the tree just went off, stopped blinking. Completely freaked out the next day, of course. They were reluctant to even plug the tree back in. But when they plugged it in, it went right back to the very random patterns. And they said they never actually got to the point of getting it top, middle, bottom like it was doing while it was unplugged in the middle of the night. So, that's my Christmas tree story. And so if you fast forward a few months later, their neighbor, Carol, had passed away. And her family gifted them a lot of her furniture, rocking chair, couch, you know, a lot of stuff. They said they knew that she would want them to have it. So the house was pretty well furnished with things from the neighbor. So a few months later, my mom is home alone. My dad's at work and she's at home with me, and I'm about, you know, a little less than a year. And she said, I woke up really early in the morning, like screaming my head off in the room, which was unusual. So she was actually sitting reading through the Sears catalog. And if you're old enough to remember that, before the internet, before online shopping, you got a big old thick heavy calendar every year. I'm sorry, magazine every year that you could go through. And it was like a wish list to order whatever. So my mom was sitting there kind of circling things and just looking through the Sears catalog. And she was sitting on the pull-out couch, but it was, you know, pulled out to the bed. So she said, you know, she was comfortable and she had her feet up and resting her back on the pillow. And she was looking through this magazine. I started screaming. She gets up and she flips the book over to keep her spot in the book. So she wouldn't just close the book closed. She purposely left it on the page she was looking at, flipped it upside down on the bed, came in to see what was wrong with me. If you give me a bottle, got me, you know, settled down, got me kind of back to sleep. And she said she closed the door and she went to go back to read her Sears catalog. And when she got just in the living room, she was shocked to see that the book, the magazine was actually no longer on the pull out bed. It was actually across the room on the rocking chair. And she said that the rocking chair was just ever so slightly still rocking back and forth. And she said she got the creepiest feeling and could not even handle being there anymore. And she grabbed me, she wrapped me up in a blanket, literally ran down the alley with no shoes on. And this is probably like February or March in Chicago. So it was pretty cold. She said it was still snow on the ground and she did not care. Grabbed me, ran down the alley back to my grandma's house and actually never went back to that apartment. Had my dad and my grandpa just go and pack and bring everything out of that apartment. And that was about that for that apartment. And after we moved out, you could actually see the apartment down the alley. And the apartment couldn't stay rented. It was always empty. And it was really creepy because from time to time, you would see the attic light just kind of come on or off during different times of the night or day. And my grandpa was kind of friends with the landlord in the neighborhood. And he asked him like, hey, how come you go up there and turn that, you know, light on up there? Isn't that running up your bill? And he was like, what are you talking about? Like, no one even ever goes up in the attic. Like, nobody has access to the attic and I don't go up there. My grandpa said, well, somebody does, because that light comes on and off, you know, at its own free will. And you know, it was just a really creepy place. And the stories just went on with the neighbors about it being haunted. And I guess after years after they moved, you know, my mom and dad stayed in the neighborhood and they were walking by and somebody came out and asked them like, hey, are you the people that used to live here? And my mom, like, I didn't even want to stand in front of the apartment or talk about it, but they reluctantly said, yeah, why? And the first question of this young couple that was living there was, anything weird ever happened in that apartment? So yeah, I hope that wasn't too long. I have a whole lifespan. I'm 45 and that happened before I was a year old. And I have had a lot of paranormal experiences I would love to talk more with you about in the future.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.